This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A series in Colorado is an uneasy feast.
That's an interesting way to put it, for sure. What a wild ball game yesterday. First of all, fortunately, it looks like Chris Bryant is okay after getting beaned in the first inning, and then the Cubs kind of had to hang on late. Albert Almora continuing to dive all over the ballpark. And
three times he made catches that would have killed a normal man.
Yeah, unbelievable. And then how about the game ending? Nolan Arenado getting thrown out at the plate on a pitch that got by. I mean, I would say a typical Coors Field game, but there was nothing typical about it.
You know, it's funny when you watch the Cubs in Colorado or anybody in Colorado. It doesn't matter how many runs you've scored. It doesn't matter how much you think the game is out of reach. It's never out of reach.
No, it never is. And even when it was 6-0, I'm thinking, okay, 6 runs probably not going to be enough to win this game. And it's not just about the home runs. It's about all the space in the outfield and singles dropping in front of outfielders who tend to play a little deeper than normal. And to get out of there winning 2 out of 3, you feel really good about it. Take a breath today in Cleveland, and then should be a really fun 2-game series starting tomorrow night. And I have a feeling we'll go down memory lane a little bit.
Javi Baez, do we have to consider him reaching the mean, or is he going to bat 400 for the rest of the season?
Well, you know, he's been in a stretch here offensively that I've never quite seen. He's hitting his pitch, and I'm almost surprised, Lynn, that teams are really pitching to him and giving him anything to hit, because if you throw one even close to the strike zone, he's hitting it out of the ballpark. Baez and Schwarber are the two guys right now, and Almora was certainly part of that as well, but Baez and Schwarber are really carrying this team offensively, and that's good to see. Rizzo's gotten off to a slow start. Bryant's been great, but to see those other guys do it on an everyday basis really lengthens this lineup. And also Jason Hayward off to a really good start, especially with men in scoring position.
Well, they're providing us thrills and spills no matter what happens, and looking forward to a little Cleveland Indian action starting tomorrow.
Yep, can't wait. And, the Indians are good, but I expect the Cubs to have a good week as they play Cleveland, come home and take on the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers.
All right, Len. Well, you have a nice day off, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Have a great week, Len.
Len Casper, Len and Lynn here on 93 XRT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.